The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Samechtet. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Mor Zekeni. Yosef ben Sarah ve'Marat Zekenati, Yafa bat Sarah ve'Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem. Tenichem began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Fuat Shelema. Rachel Chaya. Sara Ruhama bat Rachel, and Sara bat Rachel, and Moshe ben Sara, and Moshe ben Dina. El na refar lahem. El na refar lahem. El na refar lahem. Fata nefesh u fata guf. Fuatam kerubal labo vechen yirasum v'nomar. Amen. We begin today's daf. And Sam Mechtet Amud Rishon. And we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. And the Gemara begins. L'shavrire delilya. This is a certain blindness, barminan, that comes at night. So the Gemara is going to give the remedy in order to cure that. So the Gemara says, Naite Shudra Barka. It should bring a rope that's made out of the hair of an animal. For example, the tail of a horse, or let's say of a cow. V'nesar hada kar'a mineh v'hada kar'a mikalba. And you should tie the rope to the leg of the person that is sick, and the other side to the leg of a dog. And let a child shake some pottery, make some noise in front of the sick person with like the broken pottery or chard. And they should tell the following incantation. That's a lahash, like a sigula thing. Tell it to the sick person. Asa kalba, achsa tanegula. Which means an old dog and a crazy rooster. Viligbe shav umse mishav'a bateh. And go to 7 houses and ask them for 7 pieces of meat. Vididbinu nihale bitzinurad dasha. They should give it to him at the threshold of the house. That's where they should leave the meat for him. And he should eat the pieces of meat at the garbage dump of the city, which means outside of the city where they do normally throw the garbage. But it's not finished yet. After that, lifshot shudra barka. Then he should take the rope off his leg. And they say to him the following: shavrire defloni bar plonita, the blindness of such and such a person, the son of such and such a person, shevkinu lefloni bar plonita, it should leave him. V'diharu lechalba bebabita de'ene, and it should go into the dog, into his eyes, which means, wow, the sickness should go from the person and go onto the dog. That is talking about blindness of the evening. The shavrire di mama, the person barminan suffers blindness of the day. So he should bring 7 spleen from animals that were slaughtered. Vinitvinu ahaspa de umana. And you should roast them over the vessel that is dirtied with the blood of the bloodletter.
Right.
Veletiv ihu megavai v'inish acharina me'ibrai. Now the blind man should sit inside the house, and another person, a pikeya, or a healthy person with good vision, should sit outside the house. And the blind man should tell the the healthy person, have li de echud. Give me somebody's spleen over here that I can eat them. So the pikeah should tell him back, sab echud, take and eat it. After he finishes eating the spleen, he should break the pottery. Because if he doesn't break it, the blindness will come back to him. For blood that comes from the nose, otherwise known as a nosebleed. Bring a fellow that is a Kohen, that his name is Levi, which means let him write the letters Yud Vav Lamed, which means the backwards of the word Levi. Okay? Or he should just write it, instead of writing it from right to left, he writes Levi left to right. V'ilo, and if you can't find a guy like that, so then like the Inish Me'alma, let him just find a regular person, V'nichtov Le, and let him write Ana. Which means you write these words
backwards.
Backwards, okay? You can't do that. Let them write the following for him. Ta'am deli b'me chesef. Ta'am deli b'me pegam. Ta'am deli, the taste of the bucket in silver water. The taste of the bucket in water that is pagum. Water is tainted. Ve'ilo, you can't do that. Laiti ikara de aspasta. You should bring the root of aspasta. That's like the hay or the stubble of the field. The ashla de puria atika, and bring the rope of an old bed. The kurtesa. That's like paper. Umorike. That's karkum. That's saffron. The sumka de luliba. That's the red part of the palm tree. V'niklinu b'hadei adadi, and roast them together. V'layte gebaba de amra, bring some wool. V'nigdol tarte petilata, and make two wicks out of the wool. V'litmish b'hala, dip the wicks into vinegar. V'nigadbel b'ketma hadin, and then in that concoction that you made earlier, take the wicks and soak them into this mixture over here. V'nitiv b'nihideh, and put the wicks in his nostrils, and that will stop the nosebleed. The ilo, if you can't do that, lehize amata mayim, find a stream of water, the azlat mizrach kelape ma'arav, that is flowing east west. Venifsa venikum had kara lehaygisa vehad kara lehaygisa, and let him put one leg over the brook on one side and the other leg on the other side. V'nishkol tina b'yadei d'yamina mitutei kara d'smala, which means let him take some dirt or some mud, right, with his right hand from the dirt that's under his left foot, u'b'yadei d'smala, and with his left hand mitutei kara d'yamina, the dirt that's under his right foot. V'nigdol tarte petilata d'amra, and again make two wicks made out of wool. V'nitmish b'tinan, dip it in the mud. V'nitiv v'nichide, and put it in his nostrils. V'ilo, and if you can't do that, litiv tute marzeba. Let him sit under the marzev. That's like the pipe on top of the roof. Let him sit under where the water is dripping. V'naitu mayav l'shdu alin. Let the water, let them pour it on him. Derech marzev, through the pipe. Let him sit there and let them pour the water over him. Does it matter? V'limru, and they should tell him, ki hechi de paske ane maya, that just like this water is finishing, lefsok deme de planya bat planita, so to the blood, the nosebleed of this guy should also come to an end. Ledama de ate bepuma, for blood that comes from a person's mouth. So first you have to check where the blood is coming from. Which part of the body is it really coming from? So you check him with the straw of the wheat. Okay. If the blood sticks to the wheat, then you know, that means the blood is coming from the lungs. And you can help the guy. However, if the blood slides off, doesn't stick to the wheat, then it's coming from the liver. Then you can't help him. What we learned, the opposite, regarding the different terefot of animals. Certain blemishes make an animal taref. So it says, that one of the blemishes that makes an animal taref, if the entire liver is removed. But a lung, even if it's just punctured, or it's even missing a little. So what do you see? That the lung is more severe than the liver. Now you're telling me over here the opposite, that if it's coming, the blood is coming from the lung, so there's a takana. But if the blood is coming from the liver, no takana. But you see, by animals, it's not like that, which means the lung, it seems, is more severe if there's a damage than the liver itself. So he answered back, Rav Asher answered back, Kevan de mipume ka'ate. Since the blood is indeed coming from his mouth, Emar etamuche etamah. We're concerned that what? That the blood of the liver is coming derech hapeh, and maybe we're concerned that what? The entire liver dissolved, and there's nothing left. Therefore, we're saying there's no takana. If it came from the liver, the assumption that the entire liver dissolved, that's the blood that is coming from his mouth. So therefore, you're right. Normally, the lung is more severe, but in this case over here, you're concerned that the entire liver, God forbid, is not there, and therefore, one has to be concerned. Okay. Comes the Gemara and continues, Amar Mor, we said that if the blood is coming from the lungs, there is a remedy. What is the remedy? Bring 7 fistfuls of sliced beets. And 7 fistfuls of leeks. V'hamisha kune perida, and 5 fistfuls of a certain herb. Utlata kune ditlafahe, 3 fistfuls of lentils. V'chuna dechamona, that's a fistful of kamun. V'chuna ditable, that's other spices. Uchnegdan kantapitirta, and similarly you bring equal amount, can they get all the other things, of fat from an animal, that was a piterechim, that was the first one from the mother. In the fat of an animal that was the firstborn from its mother, piterechim, you call that v'libashel, and cook all of it together. V'lichul, and then you eat all these ingredients together, v'lishte abatre shechra harifa detevet, and then drink after it beer that was brewed in the month of Tevet. That's the strong beer. Lechacha, to a person that has a trouble in his teeth, toothaches. Amar Rabba, Bar Rav Huna, Laite Tuma Yechida'a, let him bring a bulb of garlic, V'nimrese B'mishcha U'milcha, and let him soak it in oil and salt. V'nitve atufra'e de'ilyona de'ahugisa de'chaivle. And let him put it on the fingernail, the thumbnail, on the side of where his mouth is hurting. It's turning on his right side, so you right put it on the right thumbnail. Left side, the left thumbnail. This mixture over here. Unadele gedanfa de'lisha. And then take dough and wrap it over the nail to keep the ointment on the nail itself. But be careful that none of this stuff gets on the actual flesh. Why? Because it can cause leprosy. Okay. Henke.
Superlative tonsillitis.
Okay, they're calling that tonsillitis. Amar Yohanan, humte ki mamru. But they tell you, regarding this, the spice that's called chumteh is just as beneficial as the spice that's called mamru. So you have a choice over here, whether the guy wants to use the chumteh or the mamru herb, they're both equally beneficial. But the root of the chumteh, adif min mamru, of course, is better than the mamru. Vininkot befumeh, put these herbs in the mouth. Haneh leukumeh. Now these items over here will stop the swelling of the tonsillitis, so it will not swell anymore. Now, lebashuleh, now you want to collect all the pus and the mucus that is in the area over there and bring it and collect it into one area. So how do you do that? Laite pare de resh nafya. Bring the large subin, which is like the bran that stays on top of the sifter when you're sifting the flour. Utlafhe be'afrayu, and bring lentils with the dirt that's on the lentils. Vishublilta. That's fenugreek. Vehumata dikshuta. That would be like hops. Vininkot ke'amguza bepumeh. And put about a nut's worth, a walnut's worth of this mixture in his mouth. That'll cause the pus to come together. Okay, now you need to open it up so the pus is drained. So in order to open up these boils now in the throat to let the pus out, linpach lehavre tahle hivarata begila dehiteta. So let his friend take a straw that's made out of wheat and let him blow into the person different type of seeds, right? Cress seeds. And it seems the seeds will be blown into the guy's throat and open up these little boils that he has there in order to drain the pus. Mm-hmm. Now, le'asuke, now you got to heal the flesh. Once you broke the pus there, and you broke the boils, now you have to start the healing process. How do you do that? La'asuke. Laite afra mitula debe takise. So you bring dirt from the shady area of the bathroom, next to the stones that are in the beta kise. So we know normally people sit over there in the beta kise. Vinigbol bidubsha vinichul. And of course you dip it or you mix it in honey and then you eat it. The me'ale le. And that will be for a refu'ah for the fellow. The Gemara now discusses le barsam. Barsam is like a cold of some sort. It has nazilit. There's a lot of sinuses, mucus, and things like that. Laite ki pisteqa de nishadur. Let him bring najdur. They're calling that ammoniac.
Yeah. Not
ammoniac.
And you bring that in a balut shel erez. You bring that in a cedar, a certain shi'ur, like the size of a cedar cone. That's what they're saying what it is. So you bring this item. Okay? V'chi amgoza dehelbenita duvshanita. And you bring a goz worth of sweet helbena, umble tarvada dubsha hivara, and a ladle's worth of white honey, umble natla bat mehoza hamra nikida, and like a bucket's worth of I guess that white wine from the city of Mehoza, whatever you eat, good, v'nishlokinu bade adadi, and cook all these ingredients together. Now, v'chi bashin nishadur, how are you going to know when the concoction is cooked fully? Once you see the nashidur, that's the ammoniac, is already softened, so then you know bashin lekule, then you know the rest of the concoction is cooked. So you measure it according to the nishadur. V'ilo, now if you cannot make this concoction, laiter bi'ata de halabat de izah hivarti, bring a revi'it of the milk of a white goat.
Okay.
Atelat kilhe kiraba, and let it drip
over three stalks of the cabbage that are in a vessel, and mix the kedera with the cabbage and the milk with a twig of a tree that's called the marmehin tree. And when the marmehin wood becomes softened, then you know already the concoction is considered ready, cooked, and it is ready for usage. Now, if you can't do that, let them bring the excrement of a white dog, v'nigbol ben natfa, and mix it up with balsam. It has a good smell. Well, it's always better for him to try to use another remedy. Nafka lo nichul. You should try not to eat this too much. Dimfarek, because it'll cause his bones to become weakened. So if you can have another option, you should take the other option, because they don't want him to eat this mixture over here. Okay? Ligira. Okay, that's a certain type of pain that he has. Mm. The person, it feels like he's being like pierced by a chetz. Chetz is like an arrow. So what do you do? Is this in the heart?
It could be, yeah. Maybe.
Okay, could be in the heart, you want to say, or maybe in the chest area, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Laite gira dililta. Let him bring a certain type of call it an arrow that falls with the hail,
like a
meteorite that comes down
during
when it's hailing. V'nifche,
right.
And turn it over, turn it upside down, so the bottom is face up. Pour water over it, and then drink it. V'ilo. Okay, so drink from the water that a dog drank from at night, and drink the rest of the water. But you have to be careful that the water that you're drinking from was not left uncovered overnight, because then you have to worry that there was a snake that maybe put the venom inside of it. So those were covered, and the dog drank from it. Drink the leftovers. Ligiluya. Now, if a person drank water that was, let's say, migule, that was uncovered, so what's the rifua? Anpaka de hamra haya. So that's easy. Just drink a rivi'it of wine that was not diluted, and that's it. Nain high, exactly. The musa, that's like a abscess. It has a wound that has, let's say, pus. An paka, it's a revi'it, the hamra be'ahala tola'ana, a revi'it of wine mixed with aloe, red wine. Le firha de liba, a person has to say, a weak heart, al minnan. Okay, some say that he faints. Laite tlat birushyata de sa'are. Let him bring three loaves of bread that's made from barley. Vinishtirinu bechamcha, de lo avar el dave arbein yomin. And let him dip the bread into like this yogurt mixture that's fresh, that did not pass 40 days. Right? Vinichud, eat it. Vinishtir abatrayu hamra marka. Let him drink diluted wine after that. Amale rabacha medifte le rabina. So the Ha said, "V'choshekin defarach libe." So what are you talking about? This remedy over here, koshekin, it's going to cause him to have a faint heart. So Amale, anali yukra diriba amre. I wasn't talking about a weak heart over here. I was talking about where a person has a heavy heart. That's the refuah that I gave you over here. However, the farhad liba for a faint heart, laite tlat berushiata dechite. Contrary, take three loaves of wheat bread, and soak it in honey, and eat them, And drink after it wine that was not diluted. That's a pain in the heart. Bring like three volumes, okay, of the na'na. That's of the mint. Size of three betzim. Ubi'ata de chamona, and an egg's worth of kamun. Ubi'ata de shum shemi. That's a egg's worth of sesame. Vinichu, and eat the mixture. Lich'ev me'e. If a person has, let's say, a problem in the intestines. Laitet lat me'a pelpele arikta. He should bring like 300 pepper.
Like the seeds, I guess.
Right, the seeds of the pepper. The long peppers. V'chol yome nishte me'a minay b'hamra. So it's a 3-day remedy. Every day drink 100 with some wine. Ravin de min nirash. Ravin from nirash. Avad le librated Rav Asher. He made this concoction for the daughter of Rav Asher that had this intestinal problem. Me'av hamshin mehane didan. 150 kernels of their type of peppers, which it seems was stronger. It's a yeah. Instead of 300, they were able to do it with 150 a day for 3 days. Lichirsa. That would be for intestinal worms. In the intestines there, sometimes there's worms. Anpaka, that's it, if you eat the hamra of wine, be'atrefa de ara'a, with a
certain
leaf called the laurel leaf. Lichirsa hivara, that is for white intestinal worms. Laite bizra galgila, they should bring a certain type of kernel or seed that's called the ora, rocket plant. V'nitzairah b'shistag, and you mix it with, or you put it in cotton, wrap it in cotton. V'nitayireh b'mayah, and soak it in water. V'nishteh, and drink the water. V'nizdaeh m'bintah, but you have to be careful not to swallow the rocket seeds. D'iloh m'nakebala le'me'ayna, it can, God forbid, puncture the intestines. L'mesar, that's to stop diarrhea. Sisin ritiba b'maya, you take this type of moist na'na and you soak it in water. L'mishla, however, a person is constipated, yivishta b'maya, you take the dry na'na and you soak it in the water. How are you going to remember what you use for what? V'simanach, itza ritiba d'sachar nahara. Itza is a type of herb that closes the river. Okay? So sisin, same thing, it sounds like sisin, that when they're moist, they stop the river, they stop the diarrhea. So that's the way you remember it. Itza letiba. Itza was a type of herb.
Like the fresh herb?
Right, fresh herb stops the water.
Right, that's what they're
so the same thing over here. Sisin, when they're moist, they stop the shilshul. The tahala. Tahala is for a swelled spleen. Laite shav bene de maya, bring 7
water leeches.
Okay. When you have beshinu betula, but you have to dry them in the shade, not in the sun. Vechol yoma nishte tarte utlata behamra. Each day, let him drink 2 or 3 of them in wine.
In wine, right.
Okay, depending on how much you're going to drink a day. You're going to ask me that these leeches are asut to eat. Okay.
No, maybe they're just soaking in it?
So it says over here, after they dried up, so there's no isur Torah to eat them. It's not the derech of the achila. But the banan, it's asur, but for chole, the tzorech refu'ah, they were matir. The ilo...
You think they drink now, soak it?
They drink it. So you dry it up in the water and you drink it. But it just says over here that it's mutar midra banan, but become chole lo gazu, because you dried it up. Vilo, if you can't do that, laiti tahala de tziparta de lo iftah, bring the spleen of a goat that never had a child, the womb never opened up. Vinitahye betanura, and I guess smear it on the wall of the oven till it dries up on the wall of the oven. V'nokeh lehadeh, and stand in front of it next to the oven. V'nem, and say the following. Just like this spleen has dried up on the wall of the oven. So too the spleen of such and such, the son of such and such, should also dry up. Let him smear the spleen of this goat over the bricks of a new house. And let him say the following. Same thing that he said above. Just like it dried up, the spleen, so to the spleen of such and such a guy should dry up. Try to find a guy that died on Shabbat. Take the dead man's hand and place the dead man's hand on the person's spleen. And say the following. Just like this guy's hand, the dead man, dried up. So to the spleen of such and such a fellow, the son of such and such, and also dry up. Ve'ilo, if you can't do that, naiti benita, it's a type of fish. Benitveye ba nafha, and roasted on the coals next to the blacksmith. Ve'nichle b'mayad ben nafha, and drink it, or eat the fish dipped in the water that the blacksmith uses to cool off his iron. He soaks it in water, so drink it with that water. And then drink the water. He'll soak the fish in the water, then drink the water.
Wow.
There was a certain goat that used to drink the water of the blacksmith. They slaughtered it. They didn't even find the spleen. It causes the spleen to shrink. So she drank so much, they didn't even find the spleen in the animal. V'ilo, if you don't do that, liftach havita dehamra lishme. He should buy a barrel of wine. It's good for drinking. I mean, he should drink a lot of wine. Drink a lot of wine, it's good for the swelling of the spleen. If this guy's drinking a lot of wine, they would never have came in front of you to ask you about a swollen spleen, which means if a person drinks a lot of wine, he'll never have spleen problems. So that's fine. We're talking about a guy who doesn't have wine. If he has wine, he'll never have a spleen problem. He should try to eat bread every morning for breakfast. Because like the Gemara says, bread for breakfast is good and beneficial for the entire body. Lerush hata, that is for hemorrhoids. Laite akika, that's a type of herb. The ilva, that's aloe. The aspircha, silver.
Quicksilver.
Like the
jeans. Umartaka, martaka is like lead. The humarta defilon. That's like a button of some sort, a silver button or a gold button that the ladies used to use to put filon, like we love to give Shabbat, they used to put the besamim in this type of locket, or used to wear it on their clothes. So you bring this locket of some sort. V'shi'afa da hamimta, and the excrement of doves, that's fresh. Now, if you're making this mixture in the summer, so then you have to place it in linen, worn out linen rags. If you're doing it in the fall or the winter, so then you use it in cotton and put these items in there. V'ilo, and I guess what are you doing with this?
You
place it. It's an ointment. You place it on the area, infected area. V'ilo, if these are not available, l'shte shechra marka. Let him bring a drink, diluted beer. L'shigrona. It says gout.
It's the ultimate reason.
Okay. Or a type of disease in the rachaim, in the legs, in the hips. Let him bring a vessel filled with the brine of small fish. Right, and rub it on the infected area. And then roll it over to the next side 60 times. Lismirta. That's what, stones? Stone in the urinary tract. Naitet lat netufiata mishadich ufra. We'll bring three drops of shemen zefet, or they call it etran. Utlat netufiata etzra decharte, and three drops of the leek extract. Utlat netufiata dehamra nekida, three drops of white wine. Vilishdele. And for a man, le'ish ba'ama, place it in his amma, that's the private area. You have to stick this concoction in there. U'l'isha be'oto makom. And the lady, place it in the private area as well. Ve'ilo, okay. If you can't do this, la'ite una dezika. Let him bring the handle, it seems, of a jug. He says over it's made out of a leather, like a leather jug. They usually store vessels, take the handle off of it, and hang it from the amma of the man. And the lady hang it from the dad of the lady. He can't do that. Laite huta dizorita dishate duma bat duma. Bring a red string that was spun by a lady that is suspected on znut.
The daughter.
That she herself is the daughter of a lady that's suspected of znut. And she spun this red string. And of course, hang it from the amma of the man, or the isha, but dadin. Hang it from the dadin of the lady, the string. Ve'ilo. You can't do that. Laite kina de zachar un keba. Bring a louse. A louse that it came from
like
the
lice.
Lice, louse is singular. That you brought it either from the body of a man or you brought it from the body of a lady. Okay?
Maybe both. One and one.
Laite kina de zachar un keba. Correct.
One and one, let's say.
Vilitlele, and you hang it again on the person. Leish ba'amma. To the man, you put it on his amma. Ulisha be'otom makom. And the lady, you put it in that place. Now, v'chim mashtin, has to be careful. When the person urinates, nashtin asisna yivishta b'sinura didasha. Let him urinate on the, like the sne is the dried thorns by the threshold of the door. And let him pay attention to the stone comes out in order to save it. Why should you save the stone? Because this stone is very beneficial for other diseases, for like fever. What they do is they grind the stone eventually and they drink it. Yeah, and it gives the person a refuah from different type of fevers. Litsimra bara. That is for external fever. Let him bring three se'ah of date pits. Let him bring three se'im of the adar leaf. Cook each one separately, the tamarim and the adar. And let the guy who's sick sit in between them. And then place the concoction in two
basins.
Bring a table. And place them. Place the table over the basins.
Okay.
And sit on it.
On the table.
Sit on the table. It's on the basin. I guess get up from one basin and sit on the other one. Keep
right.
on switching.
Move on the table.
Keep on switching from one to another. until like there's a certain heat that will come out of the basins.
Yeah, the vapor goes into the body.
Fine.
You want the vapor of the basins to go into his body.
Right.
And then let him wash with the waters of the basins. And then when he's going to drink after that, he should drink from the adara waters. However, don't drink from the other waters of the date pits, because that can cause a person to be sterile. Chas v'shalom. Litzimra gavna, that is for internal fever, inside the body of some sort. Leiteshiv abune, disilka mishav mishare. That means 7 fistfuls of beets from 7 different beds from different fields, like
right.
And cook them with their dirt, okay, with the dirt that they grew with it. Vinichu and eat them. Vinishte atraf adara b'shichla. Then drink after that just a mixture of the adar wood with the beer. Right? Oh, and betala.
Grapes of a vine.
Well, grapes of a vine that is hanging over a palm tree when they are mixed with bimayim. Okay, one more. La hazazita. That is a type of what? Boil?
Eruption.
Yeah. Yeah, something like
that. The elephant, they're calling it. Type of a shein, type of boil.
Like outside and dry inside. Russia.
Moist on the
outside and dry on the inside.
Outside and dry on the inside. She says that. Okay.
Okay.
Very nice. Leiteshafrite arzaniyata. That means 7 kernels of wheat, of the big wheat kernels. Veniklinu amara hata. Let him roast it
on a new metal
shovel. Amara. Amara is a shovel. Hata is new. Okay. Venafik mishcha minayu, and let him get the oil that comes out of it. Venishuf and rub it on the boil. So Gemara tells a story. Rav Shimi bar Asher avad lahu oved kuchinu levar acher. Ve'itased. It seems there was a goy that had like leprosy. So Rav Shimi bar Asher did this concoction for him, and he rubbed it on the goy. Ve'itased, and it got healed. There's a whole question over here. Taptos for Tikshara ve El Hanan. Amailo Asul Rapota Ovet Kochavim. Should be Asud maybe to give the Goy a refuah. Asud.
Why, Rabbi?
Right? Can it ask for Tehonim? You're not allowed to do Matanot for them, you're not allowed to do them favors and things like this. Well, he says over because you're causing them to do Avodah Zarah, but you're healing them and they're going to go worship Avodah Zarah. So he says, which means he was using the goy as a specimen,
guinea pig,
right, in order to see if it works on Jews, right? He says, the Shema kedelet hakem b'fuah shari, kedel she yedal rapot Israel ayedei ken iname ha'avit chayim haya yodei she beki b'fuah zot v'shar mishum eva. Otherwise, because machloket, if you're not going to eat, the goy knew that the rabbi had this remedy. If he's not going to cure him, it would cause machloket. Or shem lo sheyakam megadet ben avodat kochavim kemo beimadikah, which is here. Could be it's different. Could be the fellow was older already, and he wasn't concerned that he's worshiping avodah zarah, the rabbi. So therefore, he was able to help him. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.